worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Do you want to know what's better than 100 episodes? 101 episodes!
Yeah!
Did you say zero?
I said no.
Oh. I thought you said zero and I got really sad. I was like, wow, you really...
That would go
real dark.
Wouldn't really be unusual for her, knowing what we know about her. Her being Mickey.
Still here.
And that's Lazy E.
Hi.
And I'm Crisco, and this is A Freak Accident. The website is afreakaccident.com. The email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. Leave your physical mailing address and we will send you a Christmas card.
We gotta do that next week.
Yeah, we probably should.
Yeah.
Grinch is at my workplace if you want to do pictures.
Grinch?
Grinch.
Stop calling yourself names. That's not, you shouldn't demoralize yourself like that. All right? Have some self-respect.
I do. I'm okay being the Grinch.
Wow. You've embraced it.
I have.
That's about par for the course.
You know.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome to the show. Great episode lined up. Couple weeks left in this year. Boy, what a year it's been. But we're going to capitalize and we're going to enjoy, you know, the holiday season before we take the last two episodes or last 2 weeks off at the end of the year, like we do every year.
But we'll still have best ofs and everything like that.
Yeah, we'll have things happening, but we need to decompress, de-stress, because that first episode back, man, not only will it be our two-year anniversary episode, but we always come back, like, hypercharged. Do you ever notice that?
It's like, ah!
Yeah, it's like 2 weeks worth of a freak accident built up inside, and I'm just, like, pulsing at my temples, like trying to restrain it.
Yeah, and we've got ideas of things to do and, you know, kick off the new year.
None of them are good ideas.
No,
but they're
never
ideas.
Yeah.
We're moving forward. I am so distracted by the one singular strand of Mickey's hair that is sticking up.
Oh, yeah.
I have an alfalfa going on.
Yeah, it's like in the back. No, it's in the back. Off like
Right there, right there.
Oh, right there. Yeah. Yeah, it's growing back in.
Oh, no.
Now I got to look at that the whole episode.
Good. Enjoy it.
It's like,
suffer.
What was that?
You know,
nope, you only get it once.
The last thing I need is another distraction. I can barely speak as it is. In my drunken carousing, I tend to forget many things. For instance, that last week was our 100th episode. That totally slipped all of our minds up until it happened.
Yeah.
Came and went. I don't know. I think that gives us like an edge, though. You know, we're like
sure.
We're like podcast hipsters. Like, we don't even care that we're 100 episodes in.
Yeah.
What?
As you did the echo, 100 episodes.
Yeah. Well, had to mark it somehow. Anyway.
I guess. But yeah, the distraction. You're gonna be sitting there going, yeah, it's a freak act. Hair.
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 Well, wait, we can fix this. Hold on. Come here.
No.
Is yours going to stick up? Nope.
Wait, hang on.
Hold on.
What about back here?
Can we try something?
Yeah, you got to like.
There we go. There it is.
Now push that back. Okay, yeah, that kind of.
It hurts my hair. It's ripping my hair out, pushing my headphones like this.
Yeah, and your hairline is retreating enough as it is. It doesn't need any more help.
It's not
Ouch.
It's not retreating. It's just hiding for help. It's only that one area. I've always had that, though.
Yeah. You have a heavy, heavy widow's peak.
I've always had it. I had hair.
I like when you grow out the front, and then you can, like, comb it all the way down. It goes between your eyes and halfway down the bridge of your nose.
Yeah, then I'm divided. I'm like Two-Face.
Right, kind of, sort of, yeah.
What are you doing? I don't know! Comb your hair, no!
Gives him an excuse for his mania.
This is true.
Yeah.
Lazy E-a-mania. Lazy mania.
Who body slammed who in that wonderful event?
Ooh, that was a stretch.
Something. I don't know. Yeah. But this episode, since it is the holiday season, the holiday season.
The holiday season.
So boopy doop.
And dickity dock. Don't forget
to hang up your sock.
Good rhyme, because the other could have got us off.
He'll be coming down the chimney now. Mickey, we hurt you, didn't we?
Yeah, that was rough.
We got a hickory stick for old St. Nick.
Hickory stick.
We want to punish Santa.
I'm picturing him just like chewing on a log now.
He's a beaver.
Yeah. Hickory stick. Now I just noticed that Mickey's wire connecting her microphone to the mixer is on the wrong side of the thing. So it's just like,
oh, this is like the worst day ever.
You're just full.
Your OCD is just like kicking in, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Just look at the wall. It'll be fine. Is there a ladybug? There's a ladybug somewhere.
There was one flying around before. They're mostly dead now, though. Good.
Oh, happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Death to mosquitoes. So we've got on the show today the top five things we overspend on during the holidays.
It's only five.
The top five.
Okay.
It's not the only five things that we overspend on. Believe me, that is a long list, but I'm pretty sure 90% of people will fall into these top five.
Yeah, everybody listening, us.
We all pretty much overspend on these things around the holidays. So we'll go over that. We've got the triumphant return of Yes or BS. Lazy Mick E is going to be here to angrily bring us through a holiday-themed edition of the game.
You just don't interrupt him. He'll be fine. He will be fine.
Why are you defending him?
Because I'm a personal friend.
Mm-hmm.
We're part of the E lineage.
Right. We've got a segment on the trouble with holiday shipments. Yes, it's awfully convenient to do all of your shopping online, but there's a dark, seedy underbelly to it as well.
Oh, yeah, we can ask you about that 2-day shipping.
Yeah, right.
Did you ever get that in?
It finally came.
Oh, good.
Yeah, like 3 days later.
Oh, well, that's good.
It's fine. Fine. No, it's perfectly okay.
The wall.
I mean, you know, look at it. It says 2-day. Why wouldn't I want it in 2-day?
Look at the hair. There you go.
Why is it so crooked? Okay.
Oh, that's my eye.
And then we're going to finish out with something completely not holiday themed at all, but it's workplace perks that we do not have in the United States.
It's pretty crazy when you see these around the world. It'll make you jealous. Very jealous of other countries.
Sure, but then I won't really be that jealous because this is America and we're better than all of them.
Except
there's
the
a reason why we became a superpower in 200 years.
Except for the ones listening to us. You guys are great that are out of the country.
Hey! They'd be better if they were here. That's all I'm saying.
You know what? Email us. We'll get you. We'll get you over.
Build yourself a good pair of spring shoes to jump over that wall.
Yeah. We'll invite you right in.
Yeah. So that's the show today. Mickey is here. She's not dead. She's still not diseased or, you know, face isn't, like, skin isn't hanging off the bones or anything like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Nah,
no adverse side effects from your thing, your clinical trial?
No, I got a checkup tomorrow.
Oh, good. Good.
Oh, God.
What are they going to do? They're going to scope you, give you
scope
blood test, MRI?
The blood test.
Scoper.
Well, you know, you gotta cover all bases.
My God.
I'm just imagining them putting something in my ear and being like,
oh,
scrape.
No. No, wasn't thinking ear.
Nose.
That's it, buddy.
Yeah.
You got it.
I'm smart. I am smart.
Well, all that we previously discussed will be on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident. I know. You're glad you're here. It's the holiday gift that keeps on giving.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
Yeah, we getting holiday money.
At least my wallet has a theme song for its funeral.
Yeah, this time of the season, you start seeing that. You go online to check your bank account, and you just see it go, ding, 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 ding.
You actually look?
I
close my eyes and hope for the best. I don't look at it again until March. I'm like, just going to, I'm going to pretend everything's fine, and not going to panic.
Yeah, they're like, this bounce, sir. I'm hoping you're talking about the ball I just bought. Because we're
no, it didn't. But yeah, the holidays are a trying time for all of our finances, I think.
Oh yeah.
What is like the average for each of you? Like, what do you tend to spend? But like overall, would you say between like significant others, family, friends? If you buy for friends, what are you thinking? Like in terms of money, if you're okay with sharing that information.
Oh,
I think ours is around like $500.
Okay. That isn't too bad.
No.
Okay. So that's how many people does that include though? Like is that like each other and then
yeah, each other, immediate two moms, family, dad, grandparents, okay. aunt, cousins, people at work.
Okay.
We do our stupid Secret Santa thing.
Right. Yeah. Usually there's a dollar limit on that though, right?
It's
usually
like $20.
20.
Yeah.
Jeez, good for you.
Good grief. Yeah, most places it's like 10. What the freak can you get for $10?
Well, I mean, my
here's a half-eaten Subway sandwich.
My Secret Santa with my buddies, it's 30 or to 40, I think we're doing.
See, that's not an office Secret Santa, though. That's you and your buds.
Which, yeah, you tend to want to appreciate them a little bit more.
I don't care about my coworkers.
Unless
except Dylan, he's cool, he listens. The rest of y'all, nah.
Dylan, he hates you. I would say I spend somewhere I'd start at the 500, but I could say it could get to 800 pending.
Dang.
Well, I'm by for my mom, obviously proofreader, my brother, a couple aunts and uncles, and then the Secret Santa. And then I'm talking about if we include proofreader into this, because, you know,
sure.
Talking about our budget.
Yeah.
And then her sisters, and then her niece and nephew. So it piles up.
Right, yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. Like, for me, you know, I mean, Hello Nurse and I get something for each other. Family, immediate family, you know, a few friends, mm-hmm. things like that. Not you two. God, no.
Yeah, we know.
But, but all said and done, usually... What?
But Hello Nurse is nice enough to make us cookies.
That's true.
Yeah.
So you get...
Unlike you.
Yeah.
I haven't even made you guys steak in a couple of years.
This is true.
That
keep forgetting
that.
That
I do feel shame about, though.
You should.
I know. Mm-hmm. I do. Make no mistake. But all said and done, we usually, historically, like, I've aired all of that, like, combined. It's usually around, like, 300?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, usually played a little bit more conservative. I mean, for instance, like this year, I just shopped for all, like my whole family, and it ended up being like $100 all said and done.
Wow.
There are still some odds and ends, you know what right. I mean? Like there are some outlying cases, like, you know, my sister I still need to get for, a couple other friends like I still need to get things for. So it's probably going to end up being like $150.
Right.
Maybe, but I mean, you're mm-hmm. talking like 300, like 500, maybe in the past once, but yeah. like usually I don't end up spending that much money.
My family does Christmas big. We always thought of yeah. it as there's so many bad days during the year. Why not live it up during one part? But the one way me and Proofreader are thinking about bringing down that cost a little bit, instead of getting each other stuff, we've been toying with the idea of planning a trip for the summer, and that's our gift to each other.
Sure.
That works. Just pay for it now. That way, that's a great gift. We're happy.
I'm pretty sure most of my cost comes into shipping.
Yeah.
You mean paying for shipping?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's why Amazon Prime. I mean, as much as I complain about Amazon and the fact that their, you know, standard for getting things out on time and delivered on time has gone down in recent days... and I don't mean like just because it's the holidays. I mean like this past year, it's really been terrible.
Yeah.
But I mean, as much as I complain, you know, for the amount of stuff that I buy off there, I mean, it kind of just makes sense because you get like the free 2-day shipping.
Yeah, but I mean, taking it from my house and shipping it out to the family members it has to go to. Yeah.
You mean you don't just deliver yourself to some big holiday party?
Nope.
If the family doesn't get together? For the holidays?
They do. They have a Christmas party that they do.
You
like
just
a
don't
Yankee
go.
Swap out. We did Thanksgiving this year. I wasn't going up 2 weeks in a row.
Okay.
Ouch.
Fair
nope.
enough.
Nope.
But in this article from PRNewsWire.com, the average spending for a shopper the holiday season this year is expected to be about $500.
Makes sense.
So you guys are kind of right there smack dab in the middle of average. I can't imagine spending too much beyond that. Like I said, usually I spend under it, but I can't imagine spending thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on the holidays.
I couldn't spend thousands. There was a point I hit the grand, but I also didn't live in my own place. I was making money.
Right.
I had a job, yep. But I was living at my parents'
rent,
house.
Rent free, probably not paying for food too often.
Unless I went out to eat.
You didn't have to pay for internet or utilities or anything unless you chipped in, which that's kind of, at that point, just rent your own apartment.
Yeah. Yeah, no, my parents, they were well off. They would never, they just wanted me to concentrate in school and have a job.
Right.
Pay for my car.
Cell phone, probably.
Insurance, yes. I didn't have a cell phone at the time.
Oh, right. Yeah, we're talking about like the 80s. So,
yeah. Yeah. You're 12.
You're old. So,
you're 12.
$500 is the average. But looking at what we tend to spend the most on, what do you think in terms of, because this article breaks down by millennial. The average millennial,
okay,
which I think, incidentally, even though I don't identify with that group, I'm among them because of when I was born. I think we all are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right?
83 is the date. According to what they say, it's 83. I don't agree with that, but...
Yeah, so we're all lumped in there, despite the fact that, literally, the generational divide between me and my sister, who's only 3 years behind me, might as well be eons.
Yeah. Yep.
So, in any case, broken down by millennial, what do we overspend on the most during the holidays? What do you think is number one?
Do they count gifts as a whole?
Yes.
Well, then I would say that's it.
Okay, gifts for friends and family.
Food.
Food? Mickey thinks food. Okay, it actually is gifts for friends and family. 49% overspend on gifts for friends and family. I wonder what they consider overspending, though. That's probably got to be in here somewhere.
Well, over the $500 average.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If you figure, I get where that comes from, because you kind of get that high when you're going out shopping for somebody. You get happy, and you're like, I want to make them really happy.
Right, yeah. The average person that says here overspends by $263.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds about right. But my coworker actually was just explaining to me how she had bought a whole bunch of gifts for her brother. And she forgot that she bought other gifts for her brother.
Oh,
she's like, I think
brother's
I got him
out.
12 gifts.
Oh my God.
I was like, well, this kid's going to be super happy.
Is her parents looking to adopt?
Yeah.
Because I am suddenly in the market for a family.
She is going to be like my grandmother. Grandmother always was. Where it would be into March, May, and she'd go, I went in the closet and I found your Christmas gift. I found another one I didn't give you.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what always happened.
So we got gifts for friends and family is the thing we most overspend on. 49% of people overspend on that. 33% overspend on purchases for themselves.
Because you're out there.
Admittedly,
and you see it.
I just did buy a box of crap for myself, but I did it with my credit card has one of those cash back things. So I was able to get a gift card for myself and use said gift card to then buy some crap for myself.
Did you buy literal crap?
I did not buy literal crap. I produced plenty of that on my own, thank you very much.
Yeah, but maybe you wanted to compare.
Yeah, don't need to do that. Mine's better. You're saying you're out there. You're seeing things you want for yourself while you're shopping for other people, right?
And it's hilarious because then your mom, your aunt, whatever, will come up to you and be like, what do you want for Christmas? And then you can't think of anything because you already bought it.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I there are a bunch of books and things that I want, so I'm not, I never run out of things to ask people
Nerd
for.
Alert!
Yeah, yeah, I do. I read a lot. And I got games, video games, too, since I started gaming again, finally.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Number three on this list that we overspend by 33% of people overspend on candy and desserts, specifically.
So food.
Food. Brownies, cookies, hot chocolate. I don't know if that would count as a candy.
Yeah, technically.
I guess it probably would, right?
My kryptonite, every time, and I won't even say I eat a lot of it. But it's when I see the limited edition, like chocolates or the
smidgens.
Yeah, the smidgens, mm-hmm. or like the specialty flavored. I bought it. I don't even like it. The Pepsi salted caramel one.
Right.
I bought it just to try it because I'm a sucker for that. And I overspend on it.
Or like, you know, if you run to McDonald's for lunch or something, you see, ooh, they've got the holiday pies now. I have to try that.
The McRib is back.
Yeah. Hey, you overpay by pounds as well as dollars in that instance.
You hurt several ways.
31% of people overpay on or overspend on home decorations.
Yeah, no.
Some people really go over the top with the home decorations.
And again, I don't fault them because I as much as I don't want to see people lose money, it's good to see somebody happy.
I think it's gotten a lot more cost efficient, though, in recent years, as John Nolan, a friend of ours, Lazy E, posted on social media recently, and I got to give him credit for it because it was pretty funny. He said, 1996, hey, honey, help me pull the thousands of strings of lights out of the attic and let me spend all day hanging them on the house. Then it was 2004. Hey, honey, help me drag those inflatable things down out of the attic and throw them across the yard.
Yeah.
2017. Hey, honey, I just activated the laser light show outside that projects the 3D snowflakes on the house. It's literally that's it now. Yep. Everybody's got those projector things that just throw the crap up there.
Looks kind of chintzy, but
it
I get it.
It does. It looks like garbage, but people are lazy and whatever. It's effective.
But I like that because, again, everybody's so sour every part of the year. It's good to see something festive that they're doing.
Yeah, the lights really do fill me with joy. It's nice to drive down the street at night and see the lights on people's houses.
Makes you a little high. Makes you depressed once they go down, but for that brief moment.
Yeah, they go down the day after Christmas. They're never turned on again. And then the rest of the winter is just in cold, bitter darkness. Yeah.
Why don't we have there should be a rule in America. You have to keep them up through the winter.
At least through January.
Yeah.
Like, once you get into February, fine. You know, that you got, like, at least Valentine's Day to look forward to, unless you're pitiful and alone. But you've
jeez, man.
You've got that. Listen, we've been there. We've all been there, okay?
Listen, if you're one of those people, you've got us. We're good.
Right, yeah, we will keep you company. Valentine's Day cards, put that on the list.
Yeah.
It's just leftover Christmas cards, though. I hate to break it to you.
Stamp hearts on it.
Photoshop hearts. And then it gets to the 4th of July, there's just fireworks in the background. But you keep the hearts. It just keeps adding.
Finally, people after my own heart. 30% of people overspend on wine, beer, and or spirits.
Yeah. Holiday parties.
Well, not only just that,
depression.
But oh, jeez, man.
For me,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, right? For me, oh, God, me last year. Do you remember? For me, the Sam Adams holiday sampler pack that comes out is like one of the biggest things I look forward to. Because it's got like six different holiday-themed beers in there, and they're all spectacular.
And that's another, that kind of goes along with the limited edition thing. I'm a sucker for that, so I see it, and I'm like, ah, oh, man.
I gotta try the holiday porter, you know what I mean? I gotta give that a shot.
Meanwhile, it's 5 o'clock, and I'm like, ah, this is a great holiday.
It only comes around once a year. You gotta celebrate it while it's here.
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
Yeah. In any case, do you agree with this list, listener? What do you commonly overspend on? We'll be happy to talk about this again next week. Send us your answers, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Up next, we return to Yes or BS.
God, my head.
Jesus.
It's on the way out of Freak Accident.
Reasons to listen to a Freak Accident. We always go above and beyond in serving our community. The fact that it's court-ordered is irrelevant.
Oh, hey, it's Lazy Mickey, back with the game show that makes it feel like today's Christmas. Welcome to
Yes or BS!
If you're new to the show, the rules are simple. I'll give you a stocking stuffer of knowledge, and you have to figure out if yes, it's true, or no, it's total BS.
He's really doubling down on the holiday stuff.
Yes, yes, he is.
And I really would like if people didn't talk. And while you play at home, speaking of the people talking, we've got two contestants right here in the studio. First, if Lumps of Coal had a big mouth and loved beer, you would have to rename it Crisco!
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, I hope you're doing good. Not really. And you know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid, and Donner and Blitzen.
What is this?
I don't know where this
but
is going.
But do you recall the most miserable contestant of all? Mickey, the pessimistic person, hates everyone she knows. And if you ever saw her, she's probably drinking a cup of Joe. Mickey!
That was pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you. Gonna be at local diners across the United States.
Standing ovation, sir.
Veal is on special. Veal is on special. All right. Well, that was kind
Why is
of.
Why it always the veal? Why never the lamb?
I don't know.
I'm a lamb chops guy.
Oh.
Lamb chops.
I was going to do the same thing. I can't even be mad about that. Well, just a little side note to everybody listening. That was probably the highlight of the show.
Yeah, you could just turn it off. Wait till next week.
Right there. Yeah. Now, today's Yes or BBS will have...
Yes or BBBBS.
Yeah, BBBBS.
Remix.
We'll have that Christmas feel as I give you some real and fake facts about your favorite Christmas movies. All right. But before we play, would you like to know what you're playing for today?
Please.
Mickey?
No.
It's a bit of a Bitcoin. No, it's not the one that's now priced over $12,000. I just bit into a coin and you get it. Also, you get my dentist bill because it chipped my tooth.
Bitcoin. All right.
We flipped one of the reindeers in the back. It got mad. We just won't do that again. Mickey, you're going first.
Great.
All right. All right. First one. This should be a doozy. Why do I start out with her? All of the Die Hard movies so far take place the week of Christmas. Yes or BS?
Yes.
Yes.
BS! The first two take place around Christmas, but the third one with Samuel L. Jackson does not. The 2007 sequel, Live Free or Die Hard, takes place around the 4th of July, and 2013's A Good Day to Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie either.
Hmm.
Oops.
Also over on BuzzFeed, 93% of people believe it is Christmas. It is a Christmas movie.
I do. I only ever saw the first two, too. That's why I thought yes.
Yep. Oh. I didn't know there were more.
Only ask you guys to give the answer. Also, that's another interesting fact. Yes, that's true. Yes. Yes. Crisco.
Yeah.
James Hetfield in the studio today.
Hey.
Yeah. Hi.
Ooh, yeah.
James Hetfield.
Ah.
Shut up. You're making me say it angered. All right, Crisco, you're back. In the book version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Grinch. Mickey, you're not making this bad.
How the Who is down in Whoville.
What are you pocking a loogie back over there? All right. In the book version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Grinch isn't green. Yes or BS?
BS.
I saw those eyes. You didn't even know what was happening.
BS.
BS.
The answer's yes.
What?
He's black and white in the book.
Oh, freaking. For crying out loud.
How do you know he's not green then? And it was just, you know, in the filter.
Okay, we'll just wait until you're done. I have more facts, but we'll just wait. Go ahead, Caliban.
I believe he was green.
Well, then you're colorblind.
Didn't Dr. Seuss describe him?
Didn't Dr. Seuss say not to talk when you're not spoken to?
Nope.
I believe I read that. It was called Whoville Yes or BS Edition. Chuck Jones directed the movie. He's the one who made him green, not Dr. Seuss.
I feel like that needs to be proven wrong, Mickey.
Go ahead. Prove it wrong.
We'll find out.
Yeah. No, you won't.
Do it. Do the research.
You're getting her to look up stuff while I'm asking
her
questions.
She doesn't pay attention to this.
Well, then, you know what, Crisco? You're going next again.
Fine.
Yes or BS?
Yes.
Simple.
Or BS.
Okay. All right. I'll allow that. Okay. Yes or BS? None of the snow in Home Alone is real.
Yes.
Mickey?
Huh?
None of the snow in Home Alone. This is why we don't let her toy around while she's doing this.
None of the snow in Home Alone is real.
Yes.
The answer's yes.
Ah!
as he takes the lead. As, yeah,
as you can tell, Crisco was in the dentist chair while he was doing that. But yes, none of the scenes featured real snow. There's a scene where it looks like it's snowing, but they actually use potato flakes.
Potato flakes?
Because they like French fries.
Ew.
Fact.
I'm sure the bird situation around that set was just lovely.
But the situation here is great because we have a wonderful sponsor today, and that sponsor is Tinsel. Now in three varieties. Traditional, oh my god, it's all over me, and extra shiny cat poop. Mickey, did you find out the answer yet?
No, I didn't. There's way too much neuroscience stuff going on.
We have a great research team here.
And fandom. All right. Weird people.
Okay, you can stop the explanation. We get it. Mickey.
No.
Yeah. Yes or BS? You didn't even give the right answer. My God. Okay. The actor who played the main kid in A Christmas Story was also in the 2003 Christmas movie Elf. Yes or BS?
Yes.
Ooh, the Crisco face of undecided.
Yes.
Yes! His name is Peter Billingsley. He played one of the elves in Santa's Workshop, but wasn't listed in the credits.
What?
Because he does not like stardom. That's what I'm guessing, because that's what he always said.
Stupid leg lamp.
That's a great movie.
I hate that movie.
Fudge.
I'm just going to have to tell Lazy E to grab that audio when you get back in the room. Because that was the greatest thing that I've ever heard. My God. That too. One more question to go.
All right.
One more. Crisco.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. That's Crisco Mickey. Even though it takes place at Christmas, Gremlins came out in June. Yes or BS? Your eyes going back and forth. There are no answers on either side, so don't worry. You can just think about it. They're not on the walls. I know. You thought the hint was there.
Yes.
Okay, T-Pain. Yes.
Said yes or BS, right? Shut your mouth.
Nope. Didn't happen. All right.
I'll rip your beard out and eat it.
What?
That is the weirdest threat I've ever heard.
Believe it.
Maybe I want you to. Mickey, yes or BS on that one?
Yes.
The answer's yes. It hit theaters in June of 1984. Die Hard also came out in the summer. So did the original Miracle on 34th Street in 1947.
I accept your gift, the gift of victory. Lay it on me.
Well, the winner, in case you were wondering, I know. No, no. Hey, stop the music. I did not announce the winner, did I? Okay. You almost look scalded. The winner!
Turn him over and administer a good spanking.
Crisco, damn! You really get nuts, don't you? Damn it. The winner of this yes or BS, because we feel so bad, Santa only looks at the nice list. It goes to the naughty list, the person who got the most wrong, and that's Mickey!
Yeah! Mickey still the reigning! Defending! Undisputed! Speech!
How do you feel to be undefeated in this game?
I hate you all.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
Sometimes it comes by FedEx, sometimes by UPS, sometimes it comes by the U.S. Mail. That depends. I'm working on Amazon.
You know what? Like, if you're gonna record a freaking song for a YouTube video, get a decent microphone for crying out loud.
It's like a guy like 80 years old.
Yeah. He's just screaming into a webcam. We can't understand you. I heard UPS in there.
And he said, waiting on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, at the very end.
Well, thanks for nothing, jerk.
That's John B. 419, in case you were wondering.
He needs to get a John B. 419 USB microphone to plug into his computer and get better audio.
He probably doesn't have much of a 401k.
numbers. So we're looking at now at a series of stories related to the holiday season when it comes to shipping. Because it's a nightmare for logistics companies. It's a nightmare for Amazon. I mean, you know, they have to hire like a bajillion and a half new holiday workers. Mm-hmm. I mean, most places have to hire holiday help. But Amazon goes above and beyond just because of the sheer number. I mean, well, we talked about it last week after Black Friday. $6 billion was spent on Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
All that stuff's got to get shipped somewhere.
And it takes a lot.
And granted, it's not all from Amazon, but, you know, it's from
majority.
Target, Walmart, you know, even Best Buy still does, like, you know, does decent for itself online.
Sure.
You know, the big box stores and things of that nature, Home Depot, Lowe's. So it's one of the things we're seeing now, and this has been a growing trend over the last couple of years. And I think the worst thing that ever happened was when the news drew attention to it, because then a bunch of idiots said, hey, great idea, is people getting packages stolen off their porches.
Mm-hmm.
Because the delivery person comes, they might come in the middle of the day.
Right.
They might drop it because, like, you know, usually, well, I can't even say that because, I mean, wherever I've lived, delivery's always been, like, in the evening.
Okay.
But then again, it depends on their route. You know, you might get your crap delivered to your house first thing in the morning, depending on where the driver's route starts.
My friend Beth, she had the worst one happen to her. Her dog is having liver problems, so she had to get the medicine through Chewy.com.
Okay.
Okay, so she's at work while this gets delivered. Somebody stole it.
Why? What are you going to do with that?
Because they don't know what it is. Just a package.
Fair enough, yeah. But that's the thing. Like, you see these people, they'll run up to somebody's front door. They'll see a box there. They'll stop. They'll run up. They'll grab it. They'll throw it in the back of their car, and they'll drive off with it.
Yeah.
Because people frigging suck. Now, the good thing is a lot more people are getting, like, security conscious. They're getting camera systems and surveillance and stuff put on the outside of their house. A lot of times they see the vehicle, they can end up tracking down who did
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is good. But it's still a terrible thing to do. In this case, though, the thieves bit off a lot more than they could chew when freaking Wonder Woman runs out of the house. This girl, her name is Kate Anderson. She was babysitting a one-year-old baby at this home.
Okay.
Now, you got to figure, you know, probably lack of cars in the driveway. They immediately assume nobody's home. Guy stops. A girl gets out of the side of the car, runs up on the security footage, runs up to the front door to grab the box, and then you see her, like, running back across the driveway. Well, that's when this girl, Kate, runs out of the house after the girl. The girl tries to jump into the Jeep, ends up getting the package into the vehicle.
No way!
The person in the vehicle, though, just bails and leaves her there. She tries to get in, falls out of the open door, lands on the ground, and then this girl runs over, starts kicking the crap out of her, and then pulls her back over to the house and physically restrains her until police arrive.
Awesome.
Wow!
I love the guy driving, or I don't know if it was a guy or a girl, I'm assuming it was a guy, drove off
and left them there.
You know, at that point, dude, just pull over. You've lost. Because what are you gonna do? They're gonna know who you are and where you went. They're going to find you.
That person's gonna rat you out,
right? And then you're going to jail for attempted theft
and then leaving the scene of a crime,
right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But amazing that somebody actually, somehow she saw it, because a lot of these new security systems, they actually have, like, an alert on your phone. Like, you'll get a ping that, hey, somebody's coming up the driveway.
Yeah.
So if you're not expecting company, you can, like, take action, like she did. Running out, tackling her in the street, fantastic. Good. It's nice to see somebody get a taste of something they deserve.
A little shot at the Grinch.
I saw another video of a guy who tried to steal a box off of a porch, and the dude in the house just opens the front door like, what's up? And he runs, and he just takes off. It's like, if it would have been me, I would have peppered the air with shotgun rounds as you fled the scene.
Or do you know what you do? You wait until someone, like, did it once, because you know they're going to do it again. You get a package, but when they open it, just, like, boom, glitter.
Like, or like
the glitter,
you know,
bombs. Yeah. Yep.
Or classic like Looney Tunes pie in the face, like the spring with the hand on the end of it just launches out and smashes you in the mouth.
That would be great.
That would be great. Yeah. So thank God. Seriously though, protect your stuff. There's like a bunch of stuff online you can search for, you know, tips on how to protect your packages and things like that, like getting the package sent somewhere, like maybe to a parent or something who will be home during the day so they can actually bring it right in the house
or just pick it up at UPS location.
You
could
do that. Yeah. I think you could give like special instructions too. Mm-hmm.
If you don't do it online, like you forget to leave the special instructions, what you could do is leave a note on your door.
Yeah.
And say, you know, please leave it at this person's house, and they'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What I love is, though, a lot of these companies now, a lot of these shipping companies are giving you the option, like, where they'll actually have a thing that they can scan into your house and leave it inside the door.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either, especially when you consider what this next story, what happened.
Mm-hmm.
When Nemi Bautista arrived... Ooh.
Related to Dave Bautista?
I assume. I mean, there's only so many of those people named so why not?
Well, no, there's actually a lot of Bautistas. It's an athlete named that, too.
Don't ruin my dream.
I mean, yes. Yes, they're all related, every single one of them.
When he arrived to his Sacramento home on Tuesday, he found what appeared to be dog crap at the bottom of his driveway. When he looked up the security camera footage, he found a dissatisfying surprise. He told Fox News on Friday that instead of a puppy relieving itself, he watched a woman who was wearing a package for Amazon, who was delivering a package for Amazon, driving a U-Haul, pull down her pants to take a dump right in his driveway.
Okay.
The video is great.
So now you know, like, if those people can scan into your house, they're going to come in, they're going to crap in your toilet, they're probably going to steal your Pop-Tarts, soil your bed sheets, and then leave. You know that's going to happen.
The video is great because she just gets out of the car and you just see a squat. And she's there for a while.
I love it. Don't, like, find bushes somewhere. Don't drive off.
Yeah, like
and
someone's driveway.
Use the woods. Somebody's driveway.
Or, novel idea, I don't know many neighborhoods that don't have a gas station nearby.
Or a McDonald's. Or a Burger King.
Anything.
Or a church. Or literally anywhere where there's plumbing, which is all of continental America.
Yeah, or
pretty much, except for maybe Utah and Wyoming. I don't even know what's out there.
Or if you're bad terminology right now, but if you're in a pinch, go to the neighbor's house if you work for UPS and knock on the door and go, hey, got a weird situation going on.
Maybe this girl had such a hefty deadline to hit, though, that she just had.
Yeah, she did.
She had no choice. She's just like, she's on the clock. She's got, like, you know, goals to meet and everything else.
You still have to stop.
You'd think, but then again, how do you explain this? This is from Recode.net. Amazon facing fines following the death of a second warehouse worker in as many months. Literally, Amazon is working its people to death.
Yeah.
I have heard that they are awful to work for. Like, totally unreasonable with what they demand of their employees and everything else. Now, granted, like, they've got a lot to do. I get it.
Especially this time of year.
Sure. Hire more people.
Right.
Hire more people to work those shifts. Don't literally work these people until they die, which is apparently happening. Plus, people were sharing pictures on social media of people working in these warehouses, literally like asleep, laying on the ground, or like leaning up against a stack of boxes and just asleep because they've been working for like 15 hours straight and they're exhausted.
Yeah.
How did she die exactly?
Let me see. State of Indiana found 4 potential violations in Amazon warehouses. So there you go. Let me see if I can find actually how the person died.
I mean, it's probably...
still investigating the death.
Okay, it's a warehouse. I mean, slip, fall type of deal.
Forklift.
Warehouses aren't unionized either. And you can say what you want about unions, I mean, but...
Sometimes they come in handy.
In this instance, I feel like maybe a union would be a good idea, considering these people are dying on the job.
Yeah. Yeah. Or a restructuring of how things work.
This article here is saying that it has something to do with how fast Amazon's retail business has grown, and it really kind of has.
It blew up.
Like, I remember back in 2007, it was not anywhere near what it is now, and that was only 10 years ago.
It was an anomaly if you did all your Christmas shopping through Amazon. It was almost like, what?
Yeah, is that even possible?
I think it also has to do with a lot more people do it a lot more secure sites out there so people aren't as hesitant. Because before it was like, if it's not a secure site, don't go do it. Now, I don't know many that aren't.
You can't give anybody your credit card number on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now some Russian has all of our identities.
Yeah.
Somewhere. You know he's got it.
Yeah.
In a filing cabinet in his mother's basement over there.
Yeah. So,
that's fine. You tired? You okay?
Just a little bit. Yawn came out of nowhere. I'm not even that tired. I just yawn.
I was going to say, yeah, right? We keeping you up there, old man?
You know.
Old man winter over here.
I know.
You can barely make it through an episode these days.
I got my 4 o'clock dinner. Got to watch my episodes and go to bed.
Seriously, though, think about what you're doing as you order all those things online. You're killing people.
Oh.
I think I got to go buy more. Excuse me.
Oh, jeez.
Up next, workplace perks. Speaking of workplaces and, you know, not getting perks at all, workplace perks we don't have in the United States.
Yes.
Next on A Freak Accident.
The early bird catches the worm, but the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is A Freak Accident.
You don't got to go to work.
Let my body do the work.
You don't gotta work.
Let my body do the work.
Come on, Miggy, get in.
No.
We can work from home. Oh. I don't even care.
That was purpose.
We can work from home. Oh. So anyway,
thank you for stopping.
Her head is like so far tilted, she's practically upside down looking at me.
You're killing me.
Good.
Ouch.
Get a job at an Amazon warehouse.
You should.
I'll order a bunch of like knickknacks.
Paddy wags.
Yeah. And giving dogs a bone.
I already do that.
Yeah. What? Okay.
Okay, next
one. You give your dogs steaks, okay?
Yeah, steaks and salads.
Yeah, they don't chew on bones. They get the meat. Probably with the bones even taken out of them, you freak. So anyway.
Here's this ribeye.
Yeah, anyway. This is from Business Insider. These are work office rules, work-related benefits that Americans do not have, that international companies offer their employees.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to realize how much it sucks to be an American?
Oh, boy.
I said, I do think, though, that, like, the work ethic of the country is part of the reason why it became a superpower in less than 200 years, like I mentioned earlier. But, you know, like, we don't take naps during the day at work. We get stuff done. That's why, you know, America. But, like I said, given the option, I'd like to take a nap in the middle of my shift. I really, really would.
A little siesta.
Bring
in the middle.
That's right. So now, here are some of these benefits that these office customs from around the world that we don't have. Workers in the European Union can refuse to work more than 48 hours a week. Can outright refuse. 48 is the upper limit.
That's a great rule.
Yeah. How many times have you worked more than 48 hours, Lazy?
How many times that I didn't would be the right question to ask.
How many times didn't you? He can't remember.
Two
weeks ever. He's worked less than 48 hours a week. Yeah, radio can be pretty demanding. We're notorious in this country for working long hours, and some companies just expect it from you.
Sure.
I've worked in those places. I've also told them to straight up suck it because some things are more important.
Yeah.
Like, you know, getting around to the living part of working for a living.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But that's nice, Europeans. There's a reason that Hitler so easily conquered you. And Napoleon. And Rome. And, sorry, I'm getting distracted.
Yes, you are.
In Japan, workers can sleep during the workday, and they get praised for it.
Oh.
Do they get to wear jammies?
I wonder if they do. I don't know. I mean, the kimono is kind of like jammies, isn't it? It's basically just fancy jammies.
I mean, that's fancy jammies. That's our phrase, by the way. You can't use that anymore. But they're also, you said that's in Japan, you said?
Yeah.
They're also the ones that have the, what is that thing where they kill themselves because they didn't work hard enough?
Oh, Harakiri?
Yeah.
Or Harikari, whatever it's pronounced. Seppuku? Yeah, they do that. Also, Japanese has I believe Japan has the highest percentage of workplace deaths of anywhere in the world.
Because they're napping in a warehouse.
Well, here's the thing. And maybe I can say this because, like, the job that I'm working now, the one guy I met there actually spent a number of years living in Japan. And he said these people are insane with their work. Like, even when, you know how, like, when a union will protest, they'll go out and they'll form a picket line.
Right.
In Japan, when they protest, they just wear an armband.
That
they'll
protesting.
Wear, like, a black armband to represent that they're protesting, but they will continue working. Because that's all that matters. They
sure, work, that works.
They work themselves to death. So I wonder if this whole thing is in Japan, workers can sleep during the workday and get praised for it. I think it's just they work until they can't stay awake anymore. They pass out, and then the bosses are like, oh, thank God he actually fell asleep. He's not going to die then, and he can wake up and keep working.
Another winner.
This is good. That's probably what's going on there, if I had to take a guess. Also in Japan, employers can get penalized for having overweight workers.
Oh.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
It's not their fault.
Yeah.
You could kind of, unless you're force-feeding them every day.
Unless it's one of those things like overweight people die sooner and that's less years that we can get out of them working.
Possibly.
I just don't... Sorry,
they're heavy on work over there. They
big time heavy, apparently. Maybe they want them to have exercise places in the work? I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't understand that at all.
We're talking about the same country that readily enslaves its people to work in, what's that compound that Apple had over there? You know what one I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
The one where they had to put nets around the outside of the building because people were trying to jump off of the roof to kill themselves because they got tired of their terrible, destitute lives.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Ouch. Nope. No idea.
Steve Jobs. Dream. So, in France, you can refuse to check your work emails outside of office hours.
You should
be doing that.
Yeah, yeah, theoretically, unless you're a stockbroker and you're doing this because you kind of have to, then you kind of picked that job.
That was one thing I'll never forget that our old boss, McKay, told me. Uh-huh. When they gave you the option to have your email connected to your phone, I went to him to do it, and he was like, don't you dare. He's like, when you go home, you leave this place here. Because again, sure. Lazy E, how often do you get to go home from a radio station?
Yeah, and that's why I still, to this day, 13 years, do not have work emails come to my phone.
Don't take work home with you.
That's right. Let's see. Up next, we've got...
Well, don't take work home from you, unless you work from home.
Oh! In Finland, business is often conducted in the sauna.
Ooh.
They have, like, the natural springs and things, though, so I don't know. Maybe people just, like, go down to the spring with their laptop.
I don't see a laptop doing well in a sauna.
Yeah, it's like, well, my laptop's broke again.
They just sit on the edge with their feet in it, in the Lazarus pit.
Yeah.
You have a big dream.
In Kuwait, workers are entitled to 30 days of paid leave each year. A whole friggin' month.
Hang on. I need to talk to anybody who owns a business in America. Kuwait's doing this.
Kuwait.
Kuwait.
I'm not even sure they allow women to drive.
I know.
And they allow workers to take 30 days of paid leave.
They're not Kuwaitin to give their employees a good time.
Women in this country can barely even get friggin' pregnancy leave in a lot of cases.
And they're getting 30 for nothing.
Yeah, just for existing.
In Kuwait. Kuwait.
You know what I want? I want to just be paid to sit at home and do nothing.
That's called the lottery.
Right. I
want
to get paid to do a podcast.
Okay, that would... People keep downloading, please.
Yeah, that's
tell your friends.
You can make this dream come true.
Maybe we'll pick one of you to work with us.
No, we won't. Yeah, last time we did that, we got Mickey. Look how well that turned out.
Ugh.
So those are some 6 work habits from around the world.
Do you know
that
what
we don't have in America?
You know what? If we did ever become a huge business, we need to make this is our new mentality.
We're gonna have a sauna.
Well, that of course, but our
healing springs,
of course. But our mantra: a freak accident. More perks, less jerks. Got that from a coffee mug.
I got the feeling, though, that if we allowed naps, Mickey would do nothing but sleep.
Yeah.
Be like, all right, time to record. And she'd come in her jammies, you know, with her slippers on and a pillow, and she would just sit there and sleep.
So, same as her.
Is there anything wrong with that?
You know, same as her on the mic.
Right. Yeah. The same as now. She's just asleep on her feet.
Yeah.
Well, that's Mickey.
That is Mickey. That's this episode. It's over.
Over.
Over. Thank you for listening. We got one more week to go before we take our break.
But it's going to be a heck of a week.
It's going to be a heck of a week, yes. We have the return next week.
More games.
More games, yes. This one is going to be a Christmas song edition of... Finish the Lyric!
Why?
Why not? I'm so excited. We haven't played Finish the Lyric in a long time.
I can see your words. I could see them.
I think I just screamed Lazy E into another dimension.
I might puke. I'm going to puke your verbiage.
That had G-forces attached to it.
And I'm the E-force.
So Finish the Lyric is back next week. It's been a while. And we're going to recap the 10 best movies of 2017 according to some idiot who writes for Vulture.
What's happening?
Hang with me, buddy. Hang with me. So that is this episode. That is next week. So come back for that. And you can get next week's episode automatically delivered to you along with every new episode when it comes out by subscribing on iTunes. And if you leave us a good review, that helps us climb the charts as well. If you can't subscribe on iTunes, you can also subscribe on Google Play Music. You can subscribe anywhere podcasts are downloaded. It's just fine. Our website, of course, has the entire history of every episode we've ever done available in the podcast section. That website is afreakaccident.com. Just click on podcast to get to where I just described. You can also click connect and find links to all of our social media pages.
And this week, there's... tons of reasons why our show continues on all these areas. This week we posted something about, can you see your dreams?
Ooh.
There's something being made, so you got to go check that out.
Oh my god, I got to check that out. I don't even think I saw that yet. So head over to our social media and join us, interact with us even throughout the week when you can't listen to us. Did I cover everything? Email freaks@afreakaccident.com. Include your physical mailing address. We'll send you stickers and a Christmas card.
Now you covered everything.
Yes, yeah. I did.
You did it.
Come back next week. It's going to be a blast. Last episode of 2017.
Pew, pew. Blast.
Right. Pew, pew. Let's end this before something terrible happens.
Yes, please.
For a freak accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you...
some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident, turn him over and administer a good spanking.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.